This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. In keeping with California's goal towards carbon neutrality, the state is giving Isla Vista money to pay for new clean transportation in low-income areas. Beth Thornton has more.
Isla Vista is the small, densely populated area on the north edge of the UC Santa Barbara campus. The population is 15,000 and qualifies as low income. The UC campus itself is not included in the project.
We applied for just a really focused grant of what we thought was good for us in terms of creating a community mobility plan.
Jonathan Abood is the general manager of the Isla Vista Community Services District. He says the district applied for a grant to create better transportation options for residents coming and going from Isla Vista.
Like, how can we get people to move around in their most frequently used, travel paths in a clean option that's not a gas-powered car?
Abood says the $182,000 grant will be used for community outreach and assessment.
Pop-up demonstrations of different mobility options for the community to try, community engagement to get people involved and talking about, what their issues and ideas are. And then we're going to hire a consultant to write the plan.
The grant is part of a pilot project that falls under the umbrella of California Climate Investments. The state made 11 grants for a total of $19.5 million.
Is a statewide initiative that puts billions of cap-and-trade dollars to work. These programs support Governor Newsom's executive order phasing out gasoline-powered cars and requiring 100% sales of zero-emission cars in 2035.
Bree Swenson is an air pollution specialist for the California Air Resources Board, which is leading the program.
The exciting thing about this project is that we're piloting a community-based approach for transportation projects, which hasn't been done much at the state level.
Swenson says examples of funded projects include electric car sharing, bike paths, community transportation assessments, and more.
We really liked seeing in Isla Vista's application in particular was they had a really well-thought-out community engagement plan.
Isla Vista's grant covers planning and assessment. Additional funds will be needed to put a plan into action. For KCBX, this is Beth Thornton in Santa Barbara.